It's panel beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we?
What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello and welcome to Panel Beaters. Happy New Year. I don't even know if we're still... Are we still saying that? I don't know. Well, whenever you listen to this, Happy New Year, regardless of how late it is in the year. Queeve here. I'm just doing the intro. Don't turn off. I'm not in the main episode, I promise. This episode was recorded back in 2016, the Golden Era. For those of you who heard the Christmas special will know it was a phenomenal show, despite the fact that we didn't actually have the first half of it because the tech didn't record it. Brace yourself, this show... Brilliant show, despite the fact we did not have the first half of it because the tech didn't record it. Two entirely different techs, two entirely different venues, although ironically they are now both in the same unmarked grave. But it is a brilliant show. If you don't believe me, brace yourself. This is the one that's presented by Jason Manford. That's right, the quadruple threat. He sings, he dances, he does jokes, he acts. Phenomenal. With him as Judge Death, who is, let's be honest, very much a single threat, but what a threat. It's the biggest threat going. Then your four, that's right, four guests are, there's Gary Delaney, he's the one who sounds like he's from Birmingham. There's Rob Rouse, he's the one who sounds like he's had to be alive. There's Scott Bennett, who sounds like the love child of Alan Bennett. And there's Delizo Chaponda, who sounds like the bloke who has the second name Chaponda. He's a little bit Malawian. Outside of that, there is, by the way, an incredible celebrity appearance in the middle of this show. It is absolutely genuine, and I swear to God, hand on heart, it is not set up. Because when you hear it, it will not sound like it was real, that it could accidentally have happened. Honest to God, it is. It's worth listening just for that, because the timing is pretty phenomenal. So listen, it's a great episode. Enjoy yourselves. Cheers.
The first note is start the second section strong.
Fine. What you learn after a few years doing it, Rob, is at this point, they're not...
Sorry, Death. Please tell me more about being a professional.
Yeah. Right.
Have you got that for the outtakes?
So, the next round is called You Know You're a Northerner When. In it, contestants have to come up with as many things as they can that truly define being a Northerner. Contestants, you know you're a Northerner when...
You ask the girls on Babe Station to ring you back.
You know you're Northern when there's no water in your well and your family all have cholera. Sorry, Northern Malawi?
No, Deliso is from Malawi. No, just
and if you didn't laugh, you're racist. So just think on.
Also, if we've got somebody who's literally from Africa on the panel, everybody is a northerner to you.
You've got to play the I'm from Africa card. We're all from Africa, guys. Evolution. Just don't bang on about it all the time.
You know you're northerner when...
You sat here in the north of England playing a panel show when everyone on the panel lives in the north of England and you're playing a round called You Know You're a Northerner When. It's about that like northern cube, isn't it?
You know you're a northerner when someone can give you directions in the town centre by saying, just turn right at the third Greggs.
I've got a trump card here. Hands up in the room if this weekend you bought your wife 9 homing pigeons for a birthday. I'm out of here. Good night, everyone.
Is that real?
Yeah, genuinely. It's like living with Jack Duckworth now. It's incredible. Bought a 9 pigeons for a birthday.
Oh, I was going to say... How northern's this? Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
What are you answering like me for?
Because I want to be you. I want to be Jason Manford. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually doing a radio show. So I just thought I'd answer the phone, because the question we just asked was, you know you're a northerner when, and then John Bishop literally just rang me.
No, I mean, is this on the radio now?
No, we're not live. I've just recorded it. We're at the Lowry. But it was just funny because we were doing this round and then it was like, yeah, that's pretty northern when another northern comic rings you.
Yeah.
You're all right, I'll give you...
Listen, we'll get on with it. I'll
catch
you tomorrow
that
you're working.
Yeah, all right, mate. See you later, mate. Bye, mate. How Northern's that?
You know you're Northern when you've just doubled the chance of your programme getting made into a series by answering the phone to John Bishop.
Once I was sat with my mates who were always giving it, you've changed, you've changed. Because in the north, that's a negative to change. And every other human being on earth is like, we should change. But in the north, it's like, oh, you better stay the bloody same. And so I was sat with my mates once. No, I'm in the middle of something. And I was sat with my pals, we're sat having some dinner, and they're all winding me up. Because only because I made one mistake, which was we went to play football, and when we got there, I said to the security guy, where are the dressing rooms instead of the changing rooms? And they were like, oh, Mr. Buggy Showbiz! What, we're going to have an interval, instead of half time? And I'm sat there at the table, and I was getting a bit wound up, like, because they kept saying you've changed, and I like, out of everybody, I haven't. I mean, obviously, I have a bit, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I was getting a bit passionate about it, and then my phone rang. It was that way around. My phone rang, and I looked, and I went, like, I had to flip it around like that, and they were like, "Who's that?" I was like, "It's nobody. Just let's carry on having this conversation." Who was that on the phone? And one of them grabbed it, and he just said, "Brucey." Right, let's finish this off. You know you're in order to win?
Your Facebook timeline just consists of you liking Lidl.
You know you're in order to win? Your favourite song is All Hail King Jong-un. North Korea?
I love the tangent you got off of
it. I love it.
You know you know them when at least three people on this panel could play a washboard to skiffle standard.
you know them when you're drowning in affordable housing.
Yeah. You can tell a Londoner how much you paid for your house and they go, is that per month?
Okay, at the end of that round, Death, who are you most likely to keep here on planet Earth and who is time might soon be up?
Well, you know, like I said, Scott early on, he had a bit of a wobble, but he's come back into it strong there. I think that round's fallen right in his wheelhouse. Deliso, you know, it's not fair on him, but, like, miles off the mark. So Deliso's in some serious bother right now.
Now it's time for the part of the evening that we've all been waiting for. Well, except for one person who's been absolutely dreading it. It's the roast!
So, Roy, this is for you. Here's your throne. Right, basically, this is Roy. It's Roy Marcus. His surname is Marcus, as is his dog's first name. Make of that what you will. He's got a King Charles Spaniel. He's a single man whose hobbies include walking, the gym, and going to the cinema. Ladies. Right, his dream job when he was younger was being a rally driver. That's what he'd like to do when he was a kid, and he's fulfilled that by buying a BMW now. Yep. You thought I was unpopular. he likes travelling to Canada to go visit his friend in Toronto. He likes to do that. And what else we got? Oh, well, also, you know, he was dobbed in by his mate Ian, who is a retired chemist from Salford.
No one's buying that.
Retired, you say?
Yeah, he's out the game.
Is he a chemist or is he known as the chemist? That's a very different thing.
Is he retired like Walter White is retired and now runs a car wash?
And right, and you're a telecoms engineer?
That's correct.
So you supplied him with all his burner phones?
When you were asked if you worked in telecoms, you answered much more quickly than anybody who works in telecoms ever does when I call them.
We should have put him in a queue, really, shouldn't we? Death, can you just stand a bit closer to him? I just want to know for him to know how it feels when he's on the road in his BMW and he's driving behind us. Just invade your personal space for a bit, mate.
Who's Jim? That's what I want to know.
I mean, this is true. My dad's actually called Roy, and he would be ashamed with someone with such a manly name it took a career in telecoms, mate. Because people called Roy come out of the womb already able to grout a bathroom. You've let the side down, mate. I think there's something rather poetic about your favourite film being a prison movie and you living in Salford. Where do you live?
Whitefield. Ooh, posh. Posh Salford. Yeah. Posh Salford. They get out of the bath to have a wee. Or they point it out of the bath, I can't remember.
So, Crikey. Someone said you visited Canada. What do you visit Canada for?
Oh, right. Okay.
And then you still followed him out there. I bet he was gutted. It's expensive to relocate to shake someone off, isn't it? Yeah. 8 hours, that'll do him. Oh, it hasn't. Here he comes.
How often do you get out there? Every year. And is this? But this has got nothing to do with your retired chemist friend that you do that much travelling.
Yeah, he's got to take a teddy bear.
hang on a minute. Is that dog a sniffer dog? Ex-sniffer dog.
If you had that, you could hide the drugs up the dog's bottom. Then when other police dogs sniffed it, they go, oh, he's just sniffing his bottom. Hey.
I mean, that's a joke, but it's also like a good tip. Good scheme. Hang on a minute.
I thought about this.
Yeah, hang on. We just better put a disclaimer on. Don't do that. Even though it's brilliant. What do you do at the gym, then, as a fellow gym member? What? So I go.
Having a meal in the cafe doesn't count.
The vending machine. Good work. Right. Roy, everybody.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy. God love him. God love Roy. I could just see in his eyes all the way through that, he was like, this is my moment. Up next is the future news round. Now, as we all know, the actual news this year has been dreadful. We are going to give the contestants... I mean, not for you, of course.
I've had a great year, mate. I met Prince.
Yeah,
can you be a bit less sociable next year?
That is not the way to meet your heroes. We're going to give the contestants the start of a headline for news that hasn't happened yet, and they have to finish it. Comedians, here we go. Here we are, panel beaters. Salford man left in shock after discovery of...
His bike was still there after he triple-locked it to a lamppost.
A university.
I'm gonna have to call you up on that one. As an alumni of Salford University.
Where do you meet up your alumni? Is it a soft play centre?
Salford man left in shock after discovery his chemist is also leaving to Canada.
Okay, next one. Mary Berry to take over what?
The decommissioning of Sizewell Nuclear B plant.
A presenter on Babe Station.
She's a national treasure, how dare you?
Also, how big would Wayne Rooney's phone bill be?
That's a brave joke in Salford. Mary Berry to take over what?
The final leg in Jamaica's 4x100 metre relay team. Now, as I see it, I go number one, Johan Blake. Leg two, Asafa Powell. Bolt can run the final bend, and then he hands over to Berry, who sprints for the line.
What's depressing about that is that that team would still beat Great Britain.
Mary, Berry to take over.
As the new face of Tenor Lady says, you can finally offer a cure for soggy bottoms.
Let's move on to the next one. Trump reveals plan to turn America into...
Trump reveals plan to turn America into the world's number one cheese exporter. That's what he meant when he said, let's make America great again.
Turn America into a Reich that will last 1,000 years.
Mary Berry to take over the peaceful transition of power between the Obama and Trump administrations.
Okay, last one. Doctors flummoxed by discovery that impotence can be cured by...
A romantic weekend away with your doctor.
Impotence can be cured by...
No, because there's a...
Oh, doctors flummoxed by discovery that impotence can be cured.
Yeah, it's funny now, isn't it?
It was a while ago since I said it, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of those hindsight jokes. Yeah. They're always the best.
Can be cured by picturing an oiled, naked Jason Manford.
Jesus Christ.
Which is now what you're all doing.
Hey, I'm all better.
Have you ever seen it? Like, you know, the Christmas markets are on now, and they've got a big hog roast, and someone's just dripping butter on the top of it while it spins on a stick.
Lady. That sounds pretty festive to me, but... At the end of that round, Death, can you decide who thrived and who is not looking good to stay alive?
Well, I think Deliso's brought himself back into the game with some solid work. He's doing all right. It's very even at the moment, but I'd like to see Rob dance for me now. I'd like to see him put some effort in, because, you know, he's sat in the corner being confused for a long time. Let's see if he can pull something out.
OK, let's see what gets Rob's goat.
Tell you what gets my goat, it's the lack of awareness about very important issues. Lack of awareness about addiction. I stand before you today a very lucky man. Before I became a comedian, I was, this is hard to talk about, I appreciate your support on this, I was a geography teacher. Yeah. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I got out of the geography game, or the racket, the business, as we called it, and... I think my addiction to geography started innocently enough, like a lot of people's, just taking a few soil samples at the weekend. And I was 16, I thought I could handle it. So then what, 15, 16 years went by in an absolute blur, and I eventually kind of woke up head to toe in corduroy. The bottom of a U-shaped valley off my tits on silt. So that's what gets my goat, the lack of awareness about geography addiction. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's move on to our final round of the evening, the hashtag round. This is like the game that people play on Twitter, if you're on that social media network, where you've got to come up with funny suggestions along a certain theme. Only in this safe environment, you can say anything and you won't get a blank egg calling you a fat, unfunny northern prick. That's Twitter for me. I'm not sure how Man City losing makes me a prick. Honestly, every week.
Sorry, mate, I've been drinking.
Contestants, this is your last chance to save yourselves. Give me your ideas for hashtag President Trump TV programmes. Rob.
How clean is your conscience?
War and herpes.
I'm a Mexican, get me out of here.
Take him out. Host Paddy McGuinness whittles 30 women Trump has sexually harassed down to one lucky lady who gets to shoot him in the head.
Who wants to grab a pussy on air?
How I grabbed your mother.
The great American and Korean Nukov.
The Antique Opinions Roadshow.
The far right stuff.
Baywatch 2016, now with waterboarding.
Bob the Wall Builder.
Okay, next one. Hashtag Geordie Songs.
How we're with the monkeys.
Not working 9 to 5.
Why Eye of the Tiger.
How we're in a manger.
Canny chameleon.
Hadaway.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot Peter Beardsley.
Wow. That's not 140 characters. Hashtag female friendly action movies.
The Dark Knight multitasks.
The Matrix, but you don't take the red pill or the blue pill. You don't know this guy. Are you an idiot?
Iron Man, because it's your turn, man.
X-Men, and they were all shits.
That's the lone classic about turning 12. First Blood.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, Rob, do your Geordie accent again. Cheer us up.
I'm right. Struggling to find the will to live.
Harassment Tribunal versus Predator.
Driving Miss Daisy and the reduced insurance premiums.
Hot Fuzz 2, I shouldn't have worn these leggings.
Okay. Hashtag inappropriate TV makeover programmes.
Changing Wombs, live from Manchester Royal Infirmary.
Pimp My Mail Order Bride.
From Monk to Gigolo. Host Alan Titchmarsh takes 12 of Britain's most chaste members of the clergy and week by week teaches them various different sexual acts, whittling them down to find Britain's best ex-clergy stud. I'd watch that. I'd watch that.
That sounds like it's already on ITV too.
Nick Knowles touches up a semi. DIY SAS. They smash into your house and knock two rooms together with a grenade.
Okay. How clean is your ass, really? You should have moved on. It won't worth that. Just dragged
like
it into the
gut. I like the way you've got my attention. Jason, I've got one.
This has got
whoa,
this
whoa,
is
don't move
Radio
on.
4.
This is the one.
Right, last one. Hashtag drunk fairy tales.
The ugly duckling who definitely looked like a swan the night before.
Alice in Chunderland. Rumpelstiltskinful.
Oh, that's a good one.
Rapunzel, her mates hold aside her golden hair while she vomits.
200 mates.
Drunk Peter Pan, he's so hammered he thinks he can fly with tragic consequences.
The boy who cried, Roof!
Pinocchio, a belligerent drunk old fart builds a wooden boy in his own shed. following concerned complaints from his neighbours about Geppetto's escalating strange behaviour. The wooden boy is taken into care for his own safety, while Geppetto is sectioned by the authorities.
Right, it's time to find out from death which of our contestants has survived, like that iguana in Planet Earth 2 last week. And I know it was terrifying, wasn't it? And which of you has... What, you do animals as well?
Well, I do some... Like, I subcontract most of them, but, you know, like... if it's going to get on telly, exposure's good, innit?
Let's find out who has succumbed to the fates of anyone who's ever been actually talented this year. Death, who's it going to be?
Right, let's find out. We need to get involved over here. It's been a good competition, I think we'll all agree. So now let's make the decision. Let's find out who it's going to be. Let's have a drum roll. Scott Bennett. Come with me, Scott.
I'm shocked. This definitely isn't a horror movie.
I knew. do you know what? It's only some hills. Do you know what I mean? You can have them. As a Yorkshireman, we don't give a shit. Some hills.
Come on.
Where am I going?
Yeah, don't worry. Get to meet Bowie.
Goodbye, Scott. Thanks for listening to Panel Beaters. Let's have a round of applause for our fallen hero, Scott Bennett, everybody. And our three survivors, Gary Delaney, Deliso Chiponda, and Rob Rouse. I've been your host, Jason Manford, and I'll leave you on this statistic. In the last year, ants killed 30 people, yet Deck continues to work with him. Goodbye, thank you!
And there you have it. What a fine and wondrous way to kick off 2017. And if you'd like to improve your life even further for this miserable year when Donald Trump is going to be in power, why not spread some love by coming to see us live? You can come and see us at Derby on January the 16th or the 30th at Funhouse Comedy, or in Liverpool on January the 25th at Hot Water Comedy. Check out their websites for details. And then on February the 12th, we're going to be as part of the Leicester Festival, where we'll be doing not one, but two shows in one day. That's right, 4:30 and 8:30 on February the 12th as Leicester Festival. And those Leicester shows were presented by, dun, 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 the quadruple threat himself, Jason Manford. That's right, hard as it is to believe, he is willing to come back. So do get your tickets for those shows as quickly as you can, particularly Leicester, because that is definitely going to sell out. And frankly, I think all of them will probably sell out because they're quite small, but lovely rooms. Outside of that, thank you as always to Richard Master, who does the editing for us. I've been Queen McDonald, and that is all I have to say about that. Cheers.
You have been listening to the Panel Beaters podcast. If you've listened this far, please rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out. For dates of future shows, visit panelbeaterscomedy.com. All technical wizardry and podcast production by Richard Massara. The music was by bensound.com, and the show was created by Gary Delaney and Queeve McDonald. Thanks for listening.